Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I am your teacher and host, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you joined me on this Friday morning. We're going to continue talking about prophecy, prophetic ministry. That's a real buzzword today, the prophetic. And as I was talking about in an earlier episode, I grew up in a church that valued the workings and the power of the Holy Spirit. They called it in those days a move of the Spirit. Now today, what we call the move of the Spirit, they call it prophetic. And of course, it has become a buzzword. Everything is prophetic. Prophetic preaching, prophetic singing, prophetic praying, prophetic intercession, prophetic art. So it's actually become a buzzword in certain sectors of Christian culture. But there is a real work of the Holy Spirit that God wants us to be confident in. He doesn't want us to be controlled. He wants us to be alert by people who are not moving in complete integrity and who will try to abuse and misuse the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I was talking about how people, to be careful of people who try to use the gifts of the Holy Spirit, who try to use prophecy to control you, to control others. That is totally off base. That is totally off track. And I've seen it happen, and it's still happening today. The other area I want you to be on guard about is when people use prophecy to promote themselves or to promote their ministry or to promote their church or their denomination. I'll never forget, I was very young in my early 20s. This was before I went to Bible school, before I met Sue. But I remember driving by a small church in Reno, Texas. And I had visited that church in the past, and I saw a huge banner stretched across the yard, the church yard. And it said, the big letter said, God's 20th Century Prophet. And then had the person's name, Evangelist so-and-so, God's 20th Century Prophet. Now, I didn't realize it then, but as I look back now, I realize, hey, that was a warning sign. That was a flashing red light. There is ego and self-promotion in that. And what happened was I went to one or two of the meetings, and this person, yeah, he was prophesying to everybody. He prophesied to me. His prophecies seemed to be very sort of like a Nostradamus prophecy, the kind that could be interpreted and applied by different people to so many different situations, and prophecies with a lot of symbolism and so on. But anyway, the meetings with God's 20th Century Prophet suddenly closed down. And then I heard that the pastor had closed the meeting because this individual had in private prophesied to some people in the congregation that he learned had some money and had some land, had prophesied to them to give him land and money. Yes, he should have been closed down because when people, I just thought of that when I was talking about prophecy being used for self-promotion. But see, that was, when I look back, I realized that that was the way that person was promoting himself, God's 20th century prophet. That is an indication of ego and pride. That was a flashing red light for those who would recognize it. And so we be careful, be cautious when people are using prophecy to promote themselves, or they use prophecy to promote others and to get in good, even with Christian leaders and pastors. And I heard many years ago, I heard a person, he was one of the leading evangelists in the healing revival of the 1950s. And he pastored a church, a large church in Dallas for many years. Now he's been gone for many years. But anyway, I attended his church when I was in Bible school at Christ for the Nations in the 1970s. And I heard him say, he was talking about how he had trouble keeping good staff, associate ministers on board working with him. And he had a lot of guest ministers coming through, many who, you know, operated in the gift of prophecy. And many of them operated in a way in which they did not have full integrity, trying to control others, trying to get bigger offerings. I saw that happen, people trying to get bigger offerings using prophecy. But anyway, I heard Brother Grant say one day that every time he got a good associate, somebody would come along and prophesy to them that God had called them to a ministry greater than Elijah. And he said, then they're gone all of a sudden. Anyway, he was talking about how there's this tendency for people to give these grandiose prophecies, maybe about their own ministry or to others. But it's based in ego and pride. Be careful of the egotistical prophecies that build up a preacher, that build up a ministry, that build up a church. The Holy Spirit has come. Jesus himself said, I believe it's John 16:13, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he shall glorify me. The whole purpose of the Holy Spirit coming is to lift up Jesus, to draw people to Jesus, to lift him up. There is a passage in Revelation, I believe it's chapter 19, might be verse 10, but it says that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Or it may say it with the words reversed. The spirit of prophecy, yeah, I believe that's how it says, the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus. Not the testimony of a preacher, not the testimony of a church or a denomination or a ministry. No, the testimony of Jesus. Be careful of people who use prophecy for self-promotion. Let me give you an example from Scripture. This is in Acts chapter 3. I'm going to read verse 12. Well, I'll read verse 13. And this is the context of this. This is when Peter and John were going up to the temple to pray, and there was a crippled man who had been crippled from birth. And he was laid there at the beautiful gate, which would have been a busy thoroughfare. And whoever his caretaker would bring him there, lay him there, to get alms, to get handouts from people who were going to and from the temple. And so as Peter and John were going to the temple, they passed this man who looked at them hoping to receive something from them. Well, they had something. It wasn't money, but they had something better. And you know, they had been in the upper room, and they had experienced that outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And Peter said to him, he said, look at us. And he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ. Notice the emphasis on Jesus. Rise up and walk. And he takes the man by the hand and lifts him up. And suddenly, for the first time in his life, the Bible says strength or power flowed into his limbs. And they enter into the temple, the Bible says, walking, leaping, and praising God. And man, this caused a tremendous stir, because everybody knows this man. He's been laying there day after day, probably for years, collecting alms. And now here he is, jumping and leaping and praising God. And so the crowd comes running, and they are ready to put Peter and John up on a pedestal as some great beings. Wow, these must be some new prophets God has raised up or whatever. But I want you to listen to what Peter and John said. Verse 11 says, now as the lame man who was healed held on to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch, which is called Solomon's, greatly amazed. So when Peter saw it, he responded to the people, men or people of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why look so intently at us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man walk? Do you see what Peter said? He said, why are you looking at us? As if by our power or holiness we had made this man walk. And then he pointed the people away from themselves to Jesus. Now, do you realize what many modern preachers would have said? they would have drawn attention to themselves. They would have said something like, folks, this is the new apostolic anointing that God is releasing in the earth. And if you want to be blessed and to partake of this anointing, you need to get aligned with us. God has released, has put this anointing on us. And if you want the blessings of this anointing, you need to become partners with us. And you need to align with our ministry and so on. But no, they didn't do that. They said, why are you looking at us as if by our power or holiness? They said this had nothing to do with our power, had nothing to do with our holiness or godliness. This is all about Jesus. This is about his name and who he is. Wow. And then verse 16, they reiterate this again. It says, and his name. But boy, they were very bold. They said, verse 13, I'm going to read this. This is so powerful. Remember, this is the Peter who just a few days ago had denied Jesus out of fear. But now he is a changed man. He says, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the just and asked for a murderer to be granted to you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, of whom we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, has made, and the faith that is through him has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Until the modern church comes to the place where that we die of ego and self-centeredness, and when there is a miracle, like Peter and John, we can say, why are you looking at us? As if there was something about us, about our holiness, about our power that caused. No, you need to look to Jesus. It's his name. It's the faith that comes through him. This is what has done this miracle, and point people to Jesus, because only Jesus can save. Only Jesus can heal. Only Jesus can baptize in the Holy Spirit. Oh, my friends, be careful of people who use prophecy for self-promotion. The Holy Spirit and these gifts, the prophecy is a manifestation of the Holy Spirit. These gifts of the Holy Spirit are here to glorify Jesus and to point people to him. I'm Eddie Hite. This is the Eddie Hite Podcast. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you'll check out my book, Prophets and Prophecy. It's filled with a biblical study of prophecy, also a study from history, how it has been used and abused throughout history, so many lessons from history, personal experiences I share throughout from Sue and me, and it'll be a great blessing to you. Prophets and Prophecy, it's available on my website bookstore. Just go to my name, eddiehyatt.com, or check it out on Amazon. And while you're at the website, eddiehyatt.com, if you would like to give an offering to our ministry, we are not underwritten by any church or denomination. God is our source, and God uses people to partner with us, to support us in the mission that he has given us, to feed his sheep and to spread his good news throughout the earth. So if you would like to give an offering, there is a PayPal icon there on the website, eddiehyatt.com. If you'd rather use Zelle, just use my email, dreddiehyatt@gmail.com. It is there also on the homepage of my website, dreddiehyatt.com. And if you'd like to send us an email, tell us how you have been blessed by these podcasts. We would love to hear from you. And I will look forward to seeing you. Since this is Friday, we'll see you next Monday. God bless.